He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello everyone and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Hello everyone, welcome. I'm so glad that you tuned in. Yes, 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 I know I'm a little late in getting the show out this week, but a lot of stuff going on here. I am getting ready to go to NAB, which stands for the National Association of Broadcasters meeting, and that's once a year for about a week, and that takes place in Las Vegas, Nevada, and yours truly has been invited back for the sixth year in a row. I don't know why. But I am going to be doing my show live from the showroom floor starting next Monday, and you'll be able to follow all the action right here on the Gadget Professor homepage, also on live stream and probably YouTube. So stay tuned. I will have another show this Thursday. As I said, I'm busy packing and getting all the gear together and wiring everything up so I know it works when I get there, and it should be a lot of fun. In any event, if you're new to the Gadget Professor show, welcome. You can just tune into our webpage, and that would be www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and you can watch the show right from there, or certainly you can follow us on iTunes. That's probably the easiest way to do it, but either way, I think you'll enjoy the show. Also, you may want to capture the show notes. Just go again back on our webpage, and on the right-hand side, you'll see, scroll down about halfway, you'll see the newsletter button there. If you just put in your email address, you'll get the show notes. Well, in any event, we have a cool show for you tonight. Let's take a look at the gadget that I have. I really like this, and I've seen a lot of these, but this one is reasonably priced, and it's very functional. Let's take a peek on camera, too, so we can see what it is. It is called the Easy Viz, or just Easy Viz Mini 300 Plus, and this is a very, very cool camera. What it will do is it will rotate 360 degrees up, down, all around 360 degrees, and what it will do is it will give you not only a 360 degree HD video at 1080p, which is also very nice, but it's also a two-way talk device, so you can actually talk to and hear from the people where this camera is located, which is very nice. And let's take a close-up of it. As you can see, it's about the size of a softball, which is very, very nice. And there's actually two pieces to this. Don't try to take it apart because you will not be happy with that. Let me move my my smartphone over here. But what this does is it actually rotates right here. I think you might be able to see it going back and forth. I'm going to put my hand there, and there it goes. It spins back. But the lens is right here. I think you can see that moving. And it does some pretty cool things. One of the things that this will do is it will take a panorama. And it will actually, by clicking it, taking a snapshot, it will take a 360-degree panorama. It will actually pan all the way around and take a beautiful pre-stitched photograph of whatever it is that the camera is looking at. And that's pretty cool, but not a biggie. A lot of the cameras do that. What makes this camera really, I think, unique is the clear, sharp video that it gives. These are all glass lenses, very high-quality sensors. The image quality is absolutely astonishing, and this particular device is the Mini Plus, and this delivers very clear, high-definition 1080p audio. 1080p video, high-quality audio with very rich colors and extremely sharp detail. That's one of the things that I really like about this. It's not a high-profile device, so you can pretty much put it anywhere, and it blends in. One of the things that is particularly nice about this particular camera is that it has a privacy mask. And I know you've read a lot about cameras and people tapping into them and seeing things that you don't want them to see, of course. So this has a built-in privacy mask. And what it is, it's a piece of plastic, if you will, that when you click the privacy button, the privacy mask button, it actually slides over the hood of the device. So I don't know if you can see that. I'm going to try to have it follow me back. We'll get to that. Okay, it's not doing that. But the privacy mask is a very unique device built into the machine, something I haven't seen yet in other cameras. Of course, you could put a cloth or a bag over it, but this makes it convenient. Now, the way this sets up is fairly simple. I'm using an iPhone because that's what I happen to have. But you're going to load the app, and the app loads so simply. You get this little booklet here, and there's not much to it. You'll see the QR code right there. You're basically going to hold the camera, your phone, I'm sorry, up to that QR code. It's going to scan it in and load the device app. It's as simple as that. You're just going to hold this up to your smartphone. This will figure out where the app is and put it right on your phone. It doesn't matter whether you're on the Droid, using a Droid or using the iPhone. It just puts it on there. There's pretty much nothing else to do. Once the app is installed, it will run you through the 1, 2, 3, and that's what it is, hookup. You're going to basically locate the camera, which is self-explanatory, and then you're going to pair it up to, obviously, the Wi-Fi in your home. If you don't have a Wi-Fi router, what they've done is on the back of this, and I'll hold this up. Actually, let's go on camera two here. Right there, you can see that they have the ability to take in an Ethernet cord. So you don't have to have Wi-Fi. You'll have to lead the Ethernet cord to there. And then right here, I'll call your attention. They have a very small SD jack, an SD slot. So you can actually put a card there, and that will record, give you additional recording time locally, so that you can record whatever happens onto the card. They also have a cloud service, of course, that you'll pay for, and get unlimited storage, whatever it is that you decide you need. The device actually floats. I don't know if you can see it, but it's actually spinning around. You want to be very careful that you do not hold the device from the black top, because that's where the camera is, and it actually will start swiveling around, and you don't want to mess with that. There's little gears in there that are very sensitive, and if you start twisting and turning it, I don't think it's going to like that. In fact, I know it's not going to like it. The other thing that I'll call your attention to is on the side. Again, we'll go on camera two. You'll notice the little vents here. They're not for air. They're for sound, and there's one on each side. There's one here, and then there's one here. They also have, which I think is a great idea, instead of using the little paper clip reset, they've got a reset button right there in case things go crazy. Now, of course, you're going to have to plug this in, because all these devices operate on power, and it comes with its own power cord and its own power jack, if you will, power pack. So, I mean, that's pretty standard. But very, very clever device. Now, one of the things that I like about it, within the app, you have a bunch of things that you can actually do. One of them is pan and tilt, and I'll show you that. And what the app will allow you to do is to swipe up or swipe down or swipe left or swipe right. So obviously, the way you're going to use this is you'll have this camera monitoring your doggy or your kid or whatever it may be. You're going to be out of the house or out of your office, and you'll go on to your smartphone, and you'll just go to a pan tilt function, and you're going to slide up, slide down, and the camera will rotate just as you desire. I'll show you that in a minute. The other thing it has is the microphone function. You can actually activate the microphone that's built inside the device, or you can actually have the speaker. Either way, so it will be a speaker and a microphone, whatever it is that you desire. Again, you have that privacy mask. There's a little button that will bring that mask down. You have a snapshot function. I talked a little bit about the snapshot function. What that does is it will take a snapshot at that particular moment when you push it, and it will do a 360-degree spin. I don't know why you'd want that, but it's there. It's kind of a clever function, but it's really up to you what it is that you want to freeze, if you will. So all those things are really cool, but to me, one of the things that just blew me away about this particular camera, and I really like, it's called auto tracking, and this feature is really cool. When you put this device on auto tracking, and I don't know, let's try camera two. I don't know if you're going to be able to see it. It's in the lower right hand corner. Let me see if I can get this close. These cameras, you can't really see it, but it's in the lower right-hand corner, trust me. But when you put it on auto tracking, and I'm going to do that now, what this camera will do is any motion, it will automatically track. So whether it's myself or someone breaking in or a dog or a kid, whatever it may be, this actually will follow you all around the house if you have clear view. It is very, very accurate, and to me, that feature alone is definitely worth the price of this camera. So let's take a look now and see what this auto tracking feature actually looks like in action. So there you got a quick look as to what the camera function actually looks like when it's on. I'm gonna again put this on camera two and I'll just hold it, but there I am, and I'm just gonna move to the left and the right and you'll see it will track me instantly. So as you can see, it's very nimble. To say the least, it's very nimble and it works quite well. Now I'm sure you're wondering what this costs. Well, I was shocked. Let's take a look at this website and we'll actually see. Here it is. It's $79.99. I gotta tell you, for that cost, it's a tremendous value. It really is. Given what it does, the functionality of it, it's well made, it's well worth the money. And you know what? If you go on to Amazon, they have it here for $70, $10 less. You may be able to find it somewhere else even cheaper, but this is Prime same day. So if you're in an area where you get same day Prime shipment, this is a phenomenal deal. It makes a great present, great home security camera, and the ability to use this anywhere that you're at. I've had this on for about a week now. Non-stop, and you know, the beauty of it is it actually records if there's any motion. It will actually record it onto the little SD card, or you can just pay for the cloud service, and even that's free. They have free cloud and local storage. Access your video content and history anytime. You can use 128 megabyte card, SD card, micro card, which is what I have, and you're gonna get up to 1 month of storage for free. EasyViz offers a free optional 30-day trial, so you'll also get a trial. You'll have to check because the cost of the cloud service, it varies with these companies. They might run specials, they may not, so don't quote me on what the cost of the service is, but it's available and you certainly get a free trial. I love this camera and I highly recommend it. One of the better cameras that I've tested out, not only because of the auto track feature, but because of the price and certainly because of the high quality 1080p image that you get. Fantastic, it really is. Don't forget, you can email the Gadget Professor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I answer all my email. I do, I promise. All right. Let's take a look at some apps of the day. But before we do that, I've got a little news for you. Nothing major here, but just some cool things. Walmart, of all people, that's right, Walmart is now offering online discounts if you buy something from them. Where else? Online. Brilliant move. Their prices are pretty good. And if you buy something from them online, they'll further discount it if you go to the store and pick it up. I think that's a brilliant move, okay? Not that I'm a big Walmart fan, but everybody wants to save a buck. But I would rather go to the Walmart store and pick up something that I want, get a discount for it, and get it immediately, then wait 3 or 4 days and also pay shipping. It makes sense to me. The brilliant part of the move is on Walmart's side is they're going to get you to go in their stores. And I got to tell you, if you go into Walmart, you're going to buy something. I don't know what you're going to buy, but you will not go in and just pick up that device. I'm telling you. You will pick up toilet paper. You will pick up food, candy, whatever. You will buy something. So I think it's a very strategic and smart move. The only problem with Walmart, of course, is they don't offer all types of products like Amazon would do. But in any event, a small gesture, anytime you can save a buck, is good. All right, let's take a look at some apps of the day. This is called Google Keep Notes and Lists. I have just started using this for 4 days now. I like this a lot. Quickly capture what's on your mind and share those thoughts with friends and family. What's nice about this is you can quickly capture your voice. You can take a memo, an audio memo, and send it to someone. You can take a picture or video, whatever, and just send it back and forth. It will do reminders, all kinds of things. So you can do posters, receipts, documents, and pretty much scan And that's the nice part about it. It will create a little database, and you can scan like a grocery list or a to-do list or whatever, or even you know, pick up at the cleaners. You can scan cleaners, and bang, it will find it for you. So it's very robust, very easy to use, and I think you'll like it. Free, of course. We only talk about, for the most part, free stuff here. Now, this next app is a little cuckoo. I have a lot of people who are very creative who watch the Gadget Professor show, and they always like photo apps, and they always like different types of apps that their kids could use and draw and do things. Well, this next app is called AutoDraw. It's totally free. I can't draw. I can't even draw a straight line with the ruler, but this app is called AutoDraw, and essentially it will give you all kinds of pre-formatted drawings. You can add text, colors, the whole bit. And it's totally free, and again, I can't draw, but you kind of get the idea, and you can change colors. We'll change colors here. So it does a great job of that. It's a nice, robust app. I just don't have any use for it, but I do get requests for art apps, so that will qualify as an art app, I guess. I don't know. All right. Next, we have an app that... is available on iTunes. It's also available on the Droid operating system, and it's called It's Easy Passport Renewal and Photo App. If you are going to go somewhere and you need a passport updated, or you need a photo for the passport, it's always a pain in the neck to get a photo. We all know that. This particular app for free will take the photo, and if you pay, I think it's $29, you can actually update your passport from the convenience of your home or your office. This gets very high recommendations. A lot of people have used this, and I don't need to renew my passport, and I'm not going anywhere that I know of, but this is a very nice app. It's very easy to use, and if you're in the market for a renewal of your passport, it also does visas and other things, so you may want to check this app out. It's free, and it works quite well, and for $29, doesn't pay to go down to the local passport office and wait in line and get it that way. So I'm all for doing things digitally if you can. Makes a lot of sense to me. Now, recently, we've heard a lot of talk, or hopefully you've heard a lot of talk, about the laws with the internet and how it's governed. And recently, unfortunately, Congress is in the process and still turning back the Freedom of Information Act, as we'll call it, for the internet. And at the moment, your ISP, your internet service provider, has access to all your information and can use it freely without regard to what you want and what you don't want. So essentially, anything that you do on the internet, and I mean anything, anywhere you surf, any of your transactions, whatever it may be, is their property, and they can use without your knowledge, without anything. It's their information, and I find that to be so offensive. It really drives me crazy that they would even consider that. I mean, could you imagine if the government allowed AT&T or whoever you have your phone with to record all your phone conversations and use any information in your conversation to put in a database and sell to someone else? I mean, it's outrageous, right? It sounds crazy. However, that's what Congress is allowing your internet service provider to do, to take any of your information, anything, and use it however they want, to sell it, use it for personal data mining, however they want to use it, your bank information, your personal information, your conversations, where you surf, what you buy, it's all their information. It's bizarre to me, and I would hope that you would do everything you can to tell your congressmen and women to stop this nonsense, because that's what it is. All right, sorry, I go nuts with that stuff. This is a program, and I've mentioned it once before. It's called Tor. If you're not using Tor, now is the time to start using Tor. This is a software project that takes, it's basically a browser. It works on any platform. So don't let me hear, oh, I can't use it on my Windows, or I can't use it on Mac or Linux or my phone. This works on anything, all right? And what it does is it actually prevents your ISP, so on and so forth, from figuring out what it is that you are doing on the internet. It's your right to have some privacy. At least I feel it is. This, as I mentioned, I think twice before on the Gadget Professor show, I would urge you to use this Tor browser, particularly when you're, you know, doing financial information types of things and so on and so forth. I don't want anybody snooping around or knowing what my business is. So I would urge you to use Tor. Now, speaking of snooping around, everybody is freaking out these days with viruses. Well, here's a free virus program. It's called Spy Detect Free, a spyware detector. Spy Detect Free tool is used mainly for detecting different processes that are running in the background of your computer, things that are spying on you. Keyloggers come to mind. A keylogger is a program you have no idea that it's on your machine. And every time you type in something, username, password, whatever it is, those strokes are recorded and sent back to the person who has just tapped into your machine, who has just hacked your machine. So this particular software, Spy Detector Free, has no malware on it. It's perfectly clean, and this will tell you, are your keystrokes being recorded? Is there any spyware on my computer? Am I being spied on? Is my computer being spied on? So this is a highly regarded program, if you will. It's been used by a lot of people, and they do have a paid version which will give you even more protection. But for bare bones protection, this program works quite well. So I would urge you to at least take a look at it and see if it's for you. Now, I've been getting a ton of requests since I started covering apps. What are the best apps? What are the best apps? And every week I get, what are the best apps? What are the apps that I use? You know, someday I'm going to do a show just on the apps that I use on my iPad and my iPhone, except it will take at least an hour. I have so many apps on my phone, I can't even find the apps. I forget what the names are, so I got to keep going to find the apps. But if I had to go to one site, this would be the site I would go. Again, I use an iPhone and an iPad. And by the way, when you're in the App Store, folks, and you're on the iPad, and this drives me nuts, you really need to put it on iPad-only apps, because if you click on it and you have iPhone apps, you're not going to get the iPad apps, and you're going to load something and it won't work. And you think the app is bad, but really, up on the top there, it says iPhone only or iPad only. Pick the one you're on. So this particular site is called BGR. I mentioned it, I think, 2 weeks ago. I will mention it for the last time. This is hands down, in my opinion, the best site to go to every day. Every day, that's right, every day. And find out what apps are on sale for free. And today, it just so happens to be, and I don't even know, I just went on the site right now. I'm going to find out what's on sale for free. If there's anything that I want to buy for free. NV Notes, I don't know what it is. The quick, easy way to create and organize notes. 99 cents. I don't want that. Alice Trapped in Wonderland. I don't do games on my phone. I'm probably the only person in the world. This is kind of neat. Diary Journal 365. Automatically organize your photos on a calendar map. That I like. I'm going to get that as soon as I hang up here. As soon as I sign off. Normally $2. I'm going to save myself $2. I'm going to get that. Fortress Destroyers. Again, I don't do games. Meteor Robot. A speed test, maybe. I don't do games. iHearing, now that's kind of neat. iHearing, I think I covered this a couple months ago. iHearing lets you test your hearing by listening to sounds. Maybe not. Check whether your hearing age is equal to your real age. Try Hearing Aid. Travel Clock, I'll get that. If it's decent, I'll read that. They got a couple good things. Audio Recorder, I might get that too. Data Flow Pro, I don't know what it does. But you get the picture. Sorry, there are a lot of apps that are worthwhile that are free just for that day. So definitely check that out. And then last but not least, I have a fun story for you. Many months ago, I covered, and you may remember, this Lexar 64 gig. I won't call it a stick, but what this lets you do is plug one end into your iPhone through the Lightning connector and download everything that's on your phone. You can back up your contacts, you can back up your photographs, so on and so forth, and it's great. Or I can plug this end, this USB end, into, let's take a look at this on camera too, I can plug this USB end into the computer or any other device I have, and my Lightning connector into the iPad or iPhone that I have. And what this this does is it's a very convenient device that allows you to back up your system and also transfer files. Sometimes I have a photograph that's actually on my iPhone and I want to get it into my computer to work on it, or vice versa. And this is the tool that I use. It's just easier. Yes, I know I can transfer it from my iPhone to my Mac or to my PC. I know, but I like this. I like it a lot. I can just throw it in my pocket. Anyway, I've been using this for probably a year now. And I paid, I think, $50 for this at the time. And it was a great deal, I thought. I found this on sale for $19.99. I don't know if it's going to be on sale when you're watching the show, and I don't know if it's a mistake, but for $20, I might even pick up another one because I liked it so much. So here it is. It's by a company called Quill, and they have this exact device, this exact one, the C20M, for $20. That's an awesome deal. I mean, it's an awesome deal, but that's not the funny story. So here's the funny story. Yours truly was looking for this. That's what I hate about these things. It's so damn easy to misplace and lose. I couldn't find it for about 3 or 4 days, driving me nuts, and I figured it would turn up eventually. Well, guess what, folks? This morning it turned up, and where was it? Yeah, it was in my dryer, in my pants pocket. Yeah. I washed this on the permanent press cycle for 35 minutes with soap, bleach, and washed it real good, let it sit in the washing machine overnight because I washed my clothes at 11 o'clock at night, forgot to take them out of the dryer. I got up at like 6 in the morning, opened the washing machine, still kind of damp, threw the clothes into the dryer, dried it for, I don't know, 30 minutes, let them sit there for another hour or two, and then about 11 o'clock I went and started to pull the laundry out, and out of my pocket fell my device. Now, clearly my expectation was bye-bye Lexar, but I plugged it into my computer and all my files are there, and I plugged it into the iPad, all my files are there, all the backup is there. I have my iPhone backed up in this also, all the backup is there. So in case you're wondering, yes, you can wash this on the permanent press cycle and you can dry it, and it still works. I wouldn't do it a second time, but it held up really well, and I gotta tell you, I'm stunned, I'm shocked, but I'll take it. I'm glad that it worked, and I'm glad that I found it. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor, folks. I will try to get up another episode this Thursday before I leave for Vegas, and I will see everyone in a couple days. Thanks for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.